Last Monday night, an ex-guest had a terrifying experience. A car, it was a ute, I think, smashed through the wall of their Roxburgh Park home. And apparently this isn't the first time it's actually happened. Now, Theo and his wife are very, very upset with their local council, which happens to be the Hume City Council. To find out why, Theo Theodoru joins us right now. Theo, good afternoon. You had a narrow escape.
Good afternoon, Tom, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, I did, Tom. As I was just a normal night, Monday night, going to bed, as you can see from the footage there on TV, that a ute just slammed right into my ensuite, into my bedroom.
Gee.
Just 10 minutes prior, I went to the toilet. His tyre was right on my left side of my head, 30 centimetres away.
So had it occurred 10 minutes earlier, or had you still been there, you probably wouldn't be with us now.
No, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I would have been crushed. And my wife planning a funeral, most likely.
Righto. Now, what sort of car was it? To me, it looked like it was a ute, was it?
I think it was some kind of four-wheel drive Nissan, I think.
Right,
I think
okay.
It was a white Nissan.
And what can you tell us about the driver of the ute?
Well, at the time, obviously, I rushed out with the impact of the force, and he was just trying to kiss me and hug me at the same time. I told him to get out of my sight, and he just did a runner. He just left. He left the site.
Wait a minute. So he's crashed his ute through your fence into your bathroom in the side of your house, and then he's tried to hug you and kiss you, and then he's run away.
Yes, he's just run away. Yeah.
And this isn't the first time this has happened.
No. Another one happened years ago on the corner of the house of the rear. At the back, and we did put a petition, and I did speak to the council on phone, but then my wife took it even further, gone to see him and also emailed them, but nothing's been done about it.
So what would you like the council to do?
Well, I'd like to put them to try to slow the road down by putting speed humps or some bollards around there. I mean, it's a matter of time before someone gets killed.
Could have been you.
Well, it could have been me, but at least save someone's life. I mean, the lady behind me has already moved house a few years ago because of that. The guy from the corner has already moved around the corner, around the bend there. He's moved several times. So nothing's ever been done about it. I mean, they're just running for fatality. I really can't work them out. I mean, they know how to change a, you know, signage Broadmeadows Town Hall to Town Hall Broadmeadows. They've got no problem with that.
That's right. That was Hume, wasn't it? They went from the Broadmeadows Town Hall to Town Hall Broadmeadows.
Oh, yeah, look, they'd bring it down, and I'm pretty sure if the tree came down, they would have been there straight away.
So has the council suggested or indicated that they might, in fact, put in some speed humps?
No indication at all. We tried to contact them last week to get to call us back. Nothing's been done. They haven't even bothered calling us, even to see how we're going. Nothing at all.
Righto, Theo. Look, you stay on the line. We'll get the rest of your details. Theo Theodoru there. He lives in Roxburgh Park. For the second time, a car has slammed into the side of his house. He missed death by 10 minutes. The driver of the ute has scarpered, but he wants the council to stick in speed humps. And I reckon he's onto the right thing. We'll get in touch with the Hume City Council on your behalf, Theo. And just by the way, that was the city council that spent quite a lot of time and money and effort on renaming the Broadmeadows Town Hall to, ta-da, Town Hall Broadmeadows.